Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. The World Cup is fully underway, and what can only be deemed a fantastic coincidence for those of us who love to make the connections between sports and human resources, earlier the World Cup provided an incredible story upon which to think about, which fits the formula of sports, HR, and the connections to the workplace. In case you don't know what story I'm referring to, it involves the head coach of Spain's national team, who still is one of the favorites to win the World Cup this year, and how he got fired from his post as head coach just hours before the World Cup was set to start. Let's get on the same page of the details of the story, courtesy of some reporting from ESPN. Julian Lopetegui has been sacked as Spain's national team coach on the eve of the World Cup, one day after he agreed to take over at Spanish club Real Madrid after the World Cup tournament. In a news conference at Spain's training base in Russia, the Spanish Soccer Federation president Luis Rubiales said Lopetegui's fate was sealed just 2 days ahead of the team's World Cup opening game, as Rubiales could not accept that the Royal Spanish Football Federation had an employee negotiate his next job without informing them, basically his employer. "We have been obliged to fire the national coach," Rubiales said recently. "We wish him the best. He has done an excellent job in getting us to the tournament, but the federation cannot be left outside the negotiation of one of its employees and find out just 5 minutes before a public announcement. If anybody wants to talk to one of our employees, they have to speak to us too. That is basic, as this is the team of all Spaniards. The national team is the most important we have. The World Cup is the biggest of all." There's a ton to unpack in there, but just to be sure the non-soccer listeners get the important details, here's the gist of what went down. Spain is one of the top teams in the world and has a great chance to win the World Cup this year. And the coach, Julian Lopetegui, had by all accounts done a great job. He had been unbeaten in his last 20 games of getting the team ready for the tournament. As is the case with many national team coaches, Lopetegui had planned to move on from coaching the national team once this World Cup was over. For top coaches like him, coaching at one of the world's leading clubs in the Spanish League or the English League represents the pinnacle of the profession and is the most lucrative. The Spanish League club Real Madrid is the best club team in the world and have just completed winning the European Champions League for the third year in a row and surprisingly found themselves in need of a new coach for next season following the surprising resignation of their own coach. Combine number two and number three and we arrive at Lopetegui agreeing to become the coach of Real Madrid at the conclusion of this World Cup. And finally, see the reaction of the Royal Spanish Football Federation upon learning this news. Essentially, they said to Lopetegui, "Hey, thanks for the notice, but no thanks. Clean out your locker and hit the bricks." And note, this 2 weeks notice is not the usual job's 2 weeks notice. It's the World Cup, for gosh sakes. But the people calling the shots did not care. So at the eve of the competition, they sent Lopetegui packing. So let's spin this story back from sports and back to the real world. I don't know for sure how it will affect Spain's ultimate performance in the tournament. They've got off to a so-so start, and you probably don't care anyway. But we do in our organizations have employees, sometimes high-profile or top employees, they resign all the time. So when should you let the resigning employee ride out their 2 weeks' notice gracefully? And when should you pull a Royal Spanish Football Federation move and show them the door immediately? Look, I think all things being equal, we probably should let folks take their 2 weeks' notice, ride it out, leave gracefully, but I can think of three scenarios that line up with the Royal Spanish Football Federation's position. Number one, you find out the employee is leaving to go to work for a direct competitor. Leaving Coke to go work for Pepsi. Leaving Lowe's to go to the Home Depot, that sort of thing. The sooner they are out of your office, off of your email system, and out of your memory, the better. Kind of an easy one. Real Madrid does not compete with the Spanish national team, though, so this one does not really apply to our example here. Number two, you're in an important, stressful period at your shop. and you get the sense that the lingering presence and the impact the departing person might have on the team they are leaving behind present a risk that is not acceptable. This is the closest to a justification I can see for the Spain move. All of a sudden, all everyone wants to talk about is that the coach is leaving, and the focus on performing at the tournament seemed to get pushed to the wayside, at least for a few days, and that becomes a risk to the Spanish team. Number three, if you know that 2 weeks' notice is more or less a paid vacation for the departing employee, who may have checked out long before officially checking out, if you get the sense that almost no value will be derived from having the departing employee around, you're all better off just acknowledging that and letting them go as soon as possible. Again, this is probably not applicable in the Spanish national team coaching situation, but still one scenario that is pretty common in the real world. I'm not really sure how this HR move will work out for Spain. It was definitely surprising considering the timing and the importance of the World Cup. I guess we'll know for sure in a couple of weeks. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And for more information, go to www.h3hr.com.